Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, found them. We're live. It's time for Soul Healing with Carolyn Kemp. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, the show, and what's up for today. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Nicole. How are we today?
We are neat. How are we?
Yep, we're good. We're good here in Kiwi land.
Good.
So, obviously, just introducing myself again. I am Caroline Kemp, intuitive naturopath and healer, and today we've got a really awesome show. Last time we touched upon some essential oils and the healing that these essential oils can bring about, and I am not a guru of oils, but I have a very beautiful friend, Michelle Blakely from Wholehearted Holistic, who has the most amazing knowledge and connection with essential oils, particularly doTERRA essential oils. So I decided to bring her on the show today.
Yay. All right, she's
Hi,
there,
Caroline.
And the floor is yours.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, hello. Hi, how are you?
How are we?
Good. Normally I'm in the same city as Caroline, but she's off in beautiful sun-kissed place called Gisborne, which reaches sunlight the first in the globe, and I'm still in the Bay of Plenty, so it's a beautiful sunny day here.
Hey Michelle, so I thought we'd better start off with you maybe giving a bit of background around your healing journey and you know, when it all began for you.
Sure. My journey started very young. I grew up rurally in the Bay of Plenty in a large family of five children, seven of us in total. And they thought I had a hole in my heart at birth and kept an eye on me every 5 years. But by the age of 10, I was out of breath just playing netball. I was living in Australia at that time on the Sunshine Coast and just struggling with breath, getting up the stairs and doing normal childhood things. So mum took me off to the doctor and they discovered that I had a congenital thing going on in my pulmonary valve. So I ended up having heart surgery within a week. So I had open heart surgery at the age of 10. And my health journey progressed in the fact that that was all corrected and I was good as new. Otherwise, I would have probably only lived a semi-full life until the age of 20, 21. So everything was back to normal after that corrective surgery. But they requested that I have antibiotics at every whim. So I went down the path of any time there was a sore throat or dentistry or anything, they shoved antibiotics my way till it came to a point in time as a young adult that I was suffering from IBS and a whole lot of pain in my gut and some skin issues, and no one could tell me really what was going on, and they're just like, I'll have some Metamucil for constipation and all that kind of thing, and really didn't do anything about it. So in my early 20s, I started researching myself, and that led me to the path where in my late 20s, I was pregnant with our son and just had gone down the whole natural approach prior to that with a healing crisis of my own, and found a few wonderful people at that point, synchronicities of life. People come your way for a reason. And I just started unraveling, healing the repair in my gut and from the inside out. And that then led me down a journey of becoming a natural health practitioner myself. So I retrained at that time. Awesome. So it was a wonderful journey. Yeah, it was a wonderful journey, both from a physical and an emotional perspective, because I had a lot of trauma around that heart operation, where some things were extremely painful with that could have gone very wrong, but luckily they didn't. So, you know, I ended up with a needle phobia and all sorts of stuff because of that post-operative care with a bubble in my line, which caused a whole lot of pain. So then I had my second bout of heartfelt pain, but it was emotional after when I separated and divorced when my son was at the age of 5. But the biggest heartache came when he actually went to live and chose to live with his dad at the age of 14. So that's when the doTERRA, specifically essential oils, entered my life right at that time. And I don't know what I would have done without them. I'd used essential oils in my practice, on my clients, on myself before that, but not doTERRA. And I noticed a profound change both with myself and working with them on my clients with just the light that came out of them. And it was an absolute yes when I was introduced to doTERRA essential oils at that that moment in time.
Oh, don't you just love it when, you know, you just get that clarity where you just know 100% that, yes, this is what I need, this is where I'm heading.
Yeah, they really touched my heart, and I'm a very much, with my journey and my spirituality, a very heart-based person, so everything has to feel 100% authentic, and it was just a big yes because of the way they do things, the trusted and tested purity, their co-impact sourcing, looking after their farmers and giving rest periods to plants so that they're not just stripped and, you know, it's go, 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 and the way they give back through charity organisations. Yeah, so, and just the light that shines out of these really high vibrational oils, to work on the emotions, which I'm so passionate about with the mind-body connection, it was just proof right there coming out of the bottle.
I'm getting wicked goosebumps just hearing you talk about, you know, the heart-centered focus of the oils and the vibration. Like, I can speak from experience, they just really are game changers. You know, you can be in a real funk, hey, and then suddenly you start using the oils and it just changes your whole vibration.
Absolutely. And so at that time when I was just devastated to practically lose my son, you know, it was shared parenting before that and we'd had difficulties with that. It wasn't a very nice situation, but and it was very hard on him, hard on all of us. But when he chose to go and live at one place through that traumatic experience, the oil that I went to was a blend of oils with doTERRA, and it's actually for physical pain, but obviously all of the oils work on an energetic and an emotional, spiritual level as well. And I was just plastering myself in this ice blue, which is called deep blue in America, just a slight change of name on country to country, but it's a blend of oils that works on physical and emotional pain. But I was having some physical pain with sore back and that kind of thing, but the emotions that it was working with, just uncovering them with the likes of Hare Krishna for transformation and intense emotional pain as well as physical pain. It's a very powerful spiritual oil on its own, and some of the other oils in there like wintergreen release intense, like it's the oil of surrendering pain. So it's just like giving up your pain, giving up your emotional and your physical state of pain. And peppermint's another goodie in there for, you know, the oil of a buoyant heart. Obviously, I needed that heart support with a broken heart. Yeah, just super powerful oil. So that literally, I was just like all throughout the day putting it on, front of my heart, back of my heart, and just, you know, going with those emotions as they surfaced. And I'd never be without them. They're just so powerful for working on all levels.
Absolutely. I mean, Michelle and I, we connected about 4 years ago randomly at a cacao ceremony. And from there, this beautiful soul-connected friendship flourished. And it was sort of, I guess, my intro to the oils as well. And I have just learned so much from Michelle. And I still, whenever I hear her talking, I'm just blown away by the depth of knowledge and connection with the oils. Do you want to tell us a bit about the healing powers of the oils, the fact that it's, you know, it just literally covers mind, body, soul?
Yeah, so as I said, they're working on all levels, so no matter where you put them on the body, you know, if you put them on your feet or if you're putting them on your chest or whatever, they're going to, you know, go to the cells in the body where they're needed. And if you're using them aromatically, you're just lifting your vibration straight away through the power of the breath. So, you know, you've got all of these different ways that you can be diffusing them. You can just simply put them in your hand and bring them in. So, you know, there are blends with melissa in it, because melissa on its own is a super expensive oil, but it's ripped off by other companies as it's very close in chemical comparison to lip balm. So it does get ripped off because lip balm's obviously very cheap and melissa is very expensive, but it is the oil of light. So it's about that joyful spiritual connection, optimism, enthusiasm. It awakens your soul to like the truth and the light. So, you know, I've used that a lot, both internally in my mouth, you know, to hit the pituitary gland at the top of your mouth, to putting it in the diffuser or some oil, you know, it's and some combination oils that Melissa is in for that uplifting out of low vibrations into the higher vibration. And it just, you know, straight away within 30 seconds you can notice. I remember I had a little child that was quite traumatized in my studio. And she wouldn't let go of her mum. And so I was just like, no, that's fine. She doesn't need to go on the table. Just, you know, we'll just smell these oils. And so it was easier, like the oil of breath. And it just really helps overcome sadness and grief, which is stored in the lungs and the chest from a Chinese medicine perspective. So, you know, within 30 seconds, that child was able to stand on the ground on her own and then jump up on my table. And I gave her, you know, 20, 30 minute treatment, and she walked out of there in such a different state. So very powerful. You know, they interact with the body within 20, 30 seconds, and then they can be seen in the bloodstream very soon after as well. So, you know, from a live blood test or anything like that. And, you know, peppermint being such an oxygenating oil for energizing, but the oil of a buoyant heart, it is in a lot of our blends. And yeah, it's just awakening that the buoyancy, that full love of your heart and that connection, as well as, you know, giving you more energy if you want to kind of like take it internally with a cup of tea or a glass of water. It's super powerful at getting you going. So there are so many spiritual oils that just work really high vibrationally. Frankincense, the king of oil, like it's the oil of truth and light. So really following that love, enlightenment, spiritual opening, you know, that soul connection. It's also very shielding and protecting. So, you know, just guiding you through life with the wisdom of the Father, of the divine. Some other favourites are myrrh for the soul connection, for Mother Earth and connection with Mother, so really bonding with mother and baby as well, and it just helps release trauma and it helps with healing. It's a very powerful healer. We've got a really special oil in New Zealand, Manuka, and it is like the oil of being upheld. So for healing and blessings on humanity. It raises our vibration, and that just that divine knowing again with, you know, the love and the care and the heart opening, like showing your gifts, nurturing your soul, like that whole transcendence with higher vibration and awareness. Very, very special oil in New Zealand. Another really special one is Douglas fir, and a few years back I was lucky enough to go on a trip down to Queenstown and go through the mountain ranges and see where it was being harvested. So, you know, we gathered some Douglas fir seedlings and the small young trees, and it can be a bit of a nuisance with cross-pollination on the Alps down there. So there's a whole program of putting back other native trees in their place so that there's no erosion. But the wisdom and the beautiful groundedness of Douglas fir trees, very similar to white firs, but they from North America, but they grow a lot longer, and so the wisdom from within the tree is really passed on to us humans as a real beautiful sacred gift. Very, very powerful, very spiritual, helping with all of those aspects of generational patterns and ancestral patterns and that kind of thing, with the wisdom that they hold and helping with that knowledge from the past and into the current, you know, with each generation, seeing the new gifts, the new life, the new growth, the new beginning. So it's a real bonding, beautiful tree. I don't know how
you've reminded
how
me
you
to
want
use
me
it more.
It's really, really lovely, and it was just such a lovely incentive trip to be part of back a few years back. So I was really privileged to go and be part of that process. I mean, I've got a lot of my favourite heart oils because of the fact that I've had my heart story. You know, rose is the most highest vibrational oil on the planet.
Mm.
But again, you've got to be careful where it's sourced from. So it's the oil of divine love, very, very special. So it can, you know, just nurture that heart, the compassion, the healing, the tender-heartedness, accepting, you know, the empathetic side of you, receiving that divine love. And yeah, it's a really powerful healer. It's amazing on the skin, and it heals the heart and addresses wounds and that sort of thing. So yeah, really lovely.
I thought you might want to talk a bit about the generational oils, as I'm aware that a lot of our listeners are, you know, working on their ascension all the time, and of course part of working on your ascension is clearing out, you know, the bloodline trauma, you know, the past life, just all the crap that we're, you know, that we are holding as humans.
Yeah, so white fir or Douglas fir are really powerful with that generational ancestral wisdom. So specifically working on generational healing, you know, having the respect for your elders, even though, you know, you mightn't agree with them, and just having that wisdom come through so that you're learning from the past and you can still live according to your own conscious and your values, but being grateful that every generation can be a gift, you know, of new life and new beginnings. And it's how we get to choose things from our soul and our soul's journey. So Douglas fir is really powerful at working with that. If you're wanting to, you know, break the chains of some aspects that don't serve your life, some dynamics that might be unhealthy. So creating more healthy, meaningful, develop dynamics with, you know, bonding with family members. So, you know, you don't have to follow those through into your life if they don't line up with your value system. But there's always that wisdom there to create a different path with your own innate wisdom. Petergrain's another one for ancestry and chain breaking. So it helps cultivate traditions that you want to embrace, and the positive family connection. So, and it's a very good pioneering kind of oil. So, you know, those way shakers that, you know, we're going for and really making a difference in the world. So they would be my top two for ancestral
oil. I mean, I use a lot of Petergrain myself. And as I said, you've reminded me to start getting in there and using the Douglas fir. What about keep going.
I was just going to say spikenard is a really good one for embracing the gratitude and showing your appreciation for life. So it encourages your soul to kind of surrender for acceptance, but also for all of life experiences. But it gives you that peace and the gratitude and the contentment. So I think that spikenard works really lovely alongside of some of the firs, but, you know, bringing in something that's going to be heart-opening, like ylang-ylang for that inner child, that intuition, the emotional connection and that innocence of your own inner self, yeah. Or something like rose or geranium being the oil of love and trust. So again, heart-opening, trusting, forgiving. It's very gentle and, you know, and healing. So, you know, when you're combining these notes.
One of our favourites between the two of us is forgive. Do you want to talk a little bit about forgive?
Yeah, so I used, after the Duke Blue Ice Blue, I used a lot of Forgive, and it's a combination of oils. So when we talk about blends, they may have like 5, 6, 7 oils in them, and Forgive has just got a lot of those really grounding tree oils, grass oils in them. So super powerful at letting go, just that transformation of releasing and being in the light, freeing yourself of that heavy, dark stuff, so that you have understanding around it, you're empathetic and you're letting your light and your love shine freely by that forgiveness aspect. So yeah, it's a lovely, it's been known to be one of the most, if not the most transformative emotional oils in the range for transcending all of that heavy stuff. It's a beautiful blend. Yeah, it's amazing.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the physical aspects of the healing of the oils, maybe some cellular repair as well?
Yeah, so there's... So on a cellular level, we've got an amazing oil, and it comes in a capsule, like a soft gel, called DDR Prime. So on a cellular level, you know, our bodies are exposed to environmental nasties all the time, and, you know, lifestyle factors, stress and all of that kind of thing. So instead of left unchecked for our cells to mutate, DDR Prime oil helps the body, the process of apoptosis, so a natural cellular death and excreting safely from the body. Otherwise, so there's two pathways, there's that or the repair. So DDR Prime is so clever at being either to repair and carry on, or the cell has a natural death. So there's a lot of research and support around that with some real nasties. Including the Big C. So, you know, I love having that as part of my regime to, you know, for vitality. Also the Copaiba gels that work on the endocannabinoid system. So for, you know, all of your hormones, your skin health, everything. So it's a really good soft gel or oil as well to use in combination with DDR Prime. And the what used to be called the Slim and Sassy has now been reformulated to be for a new product called Metapower, and this is a whole new range for that really anti-aging, metabolism, and, you know, helping with weight loss, with, you know, the collagen production, all of that kind of thing. So this, it comes as an oil, a capsule, some beadlets, and a sachet as well, which has got 9 different types of collagen in it. So there are amazing testimonials on this product alone with, you know, hair growth coming back. I've got a friend and her hair started growing back with dark roots after 5-6 weeks, and she has been grey since she was in her 40s or even 30s it may be, and suddenly, and she's all grey. So there are testimonials like this: healthy nails, healthy scalp and skin and hair growth, weight loss. Yeah, amazing support with the natural supplements and the science that goes into them. There's a whole huge science team, and everything is, all the oils, by the way, and products are outsourced for third-party testing, and they undergo just a long list of tests independently to meet really strict criteria. So if there's a remnant of anything from where it is harvested and goes into the bottle and transported for going to the consumer, if there's any contaminants at all, it just gets, the whole batch gets taken off the market. So it's very trusted, and I could just feel that in the product when I first found them. Yeah, so a very, very key point to the difference, because a lot of products are mimicked to say things, but they actually, when it comes down to testing them properly, third-party testing, they don't even stand close to what this does.
Yeah,
I know a favourite of yours, Caroline, is Blue Lotus, which I love as well.
Yes.
Like, it's the oil of ascension and really for emotional freedom. And I know you've been enjoying that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I drank a lot of Blue Lotus tea as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that really powerful, strong connection.
Yeah, it really is an amazing, amazing oil. I guess something else that, you know, we're all very much aware of is trying to get as many chemicals out of our households and things like that. And, you know, obviously using oils and things like that to clean our homes is something that, you know, we all want to know more about, basically.
Yeah, well, not only for ourselves, but our kiddies, which are so much more susceptible to harmful chemicals. They've only got little bodies, and our pets as well. They're a lot smaller than us. And, you know, whether we're walking on the floor that's been cleaned, or whether we're breathing something in, or whether it's touching our skin, which is our biggest organ, we just want to get rid of those nasties, because they're all hormone mimickers and do incredible amount of damage in our bodies, and then just start recycling until, you know, we're in chaos hormonally, you know, and our liver's taking such a, and kidneys are taking such a huge load with environmental pollutants. So doTERRA does a huge range of natural cleaning products and skincare products, and a kids range. So, you know, all clean, non-toxic, and they're super powerful, like using for laundry, or there's an On Guard as a whole range with, you know, citrus and clove, which is antimicrobial. So, you know, killing all of those bugs, way more powerful than anything synthetic, and completely safe. You know, clove oil has been around for donkey's years, you know, used in oral hygiene back in the day. It's very, very powerful at healing and protecting, and energetically it's a very powerful protection oil spiritually for energetic boundaries. So, you know, all of these, like if you look at the On Guard cleaning range or the oil itself, it's energetically very protecting of creating healthy boundaries. With oil being the oil of, with clove being the oil of protection and boundaries. So, you know, beautiful for laundry, the On Guard Cleaner Concentrate that you can just make up in your spray and wipe containers, you know, whether it's for the bathroom, the shower, the toilet, the kitchen sink, you know, I've got one in every room. So, you know, just beautiful, beautiful products to clean floors and laundry and everything with, and toothpaste and shampoo and conditioner and a beautiful skincare range. You know, rose is so powerful and frankincense on the skin. So Immortel, or Cellubel as it's called in New Zealand, is a beautiful roller blend that is so transformative for skin health, because it's got the frankincense, sandalwood, the lavender, the myrrh, which is very healing, halichrysum, great for the skin, rose, great for the skin, really powerful high vibrational oils that are both spiritually connecting with spiritual insight to use them in that way, but so powerful on the skin and beauty. You know, that's a beauty product, but you get the benefit of both.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the kids, you know, having kids grow up with the kids roller bottles and diffuser blends, you know, they just intuitively go to what they want, what they feel like by smell, and there's no getting it wrong, because they just know and they feel better. And if we can teach them just to go to the pantry or kitchen top, or, you know, beside their bed and put something for the night for a restful blend and get them ready for bed and have them winding down, reading a book and with the oils. And, you know, if they're in overwhelm or they need to focus at school, they just know what to go to and they feel so much better for it. And because it's pure plant-based medicine, it's going straight into the cells where it's needed. It works immediately and there are no side effects. So, you know, there's no negative, nasty, synthetic stuff that their body needs to go, oh, hold on a minute, there's a part of that that's yucky and we need to detoxify that, and it's go through the whole, you know, the body for a process, which puts an added toll on the body. We can go to these instead by having them pure by nature, and our kids growing up with the powerful benefits of emotional and physical healing.
Oh, I can absolutely back Michelle up on this. As my little girl, she, you know, she has her challenges spiritually, and we use quite a lot of oils these days, lots of grounding and protective oils, and she also is starting to choose what she needs. And even just recently, I actually made up a blend, a heart blend, a connective blend for both of us. So we both wear the same blend, and I used some rose, I used some Lang Lang, and I think I used some Clarify as well, and some frankincense. And it's, for me, we felt like that connection between us, which was really lovely. So,
yeah.
You know, when she's away from me, she still feels me.
That's so lovely. So lovely.
And
that
you
can both do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, I mean, obviously the oils also have great athletic support for athletes and things. They also help with study and focus. And as you talked about, some hormones. Possibly, do you want to talk a little bit about that? About, obviously, there'll be a lot of women out there listening, and maybe you want to talk a little bit about Zendocrine.
Yeah, well, to start with, you touched on the athletic performance side of things, the physical. And there are some, like Ice Blue, Deep Blue is so powerful for releasing any tension in the body, any pain. It's also great for kids with growing pains. So, you know, pre or post-workout growing pains, anything like that. So because it's combination oil and it's got, you know, wintergreen in there to surrender pain, like deep-set pain, halichrysum for pain. And,
yeah.
And then the oxygenation and the antispasmodic properties of peppermint. So that is so powerful. And, you know, whether it's an Achilles tendon or a sore back or sore neck from computer work, or whether you're going for a workout. So it's a great idea to put it on before and after. And it comes in convenient athletic cream and a stick as well. So you've got different roll-on bottles and neat bottles of oil, but then the convenience of a rub and a stick. And peppermint oil on its own is so invigorating and powerful for oxygenating our cells and our body. So, you know, if you're going to go for a walk up a mountain or for a run, having a couple drops of peppermint, you know, I'll put a peppermint beadlet, which is just diluted with some coconut oil, and a couple of them in my mouth and go for a walk. And the difference between doing it and not doing it, the way your body is more energized to do it, is incredible. So the VO2 test, you know, VO5 or VO2, I can't remember, but, you know, with athletic performance, measuring the oxygen rates in the body before having and after having doTERRA essential oil, peppermint essential oil, is just mind-blowing. So there are athletes out there that just do that as a ritual. So if they're triathletes or, you know, they're cycling or they're running, they do that as a ritual, and it makes a huge difference to their performance and your energy levels. And also that heart, you know, it's the oil of a buoyant heart. So, you know, you're helping your heart space energetically. The other one, you know, marjoram is great as an anti-spasmodic, a muscular support oil on its own. So that for either the heart or athletic performance or cramping, it's great for releasing any of that. And what was the other part to your, so women's oils. So for the Zendocrine,
A
blend of oils. Yeah, so Zendocrine is an amazing blend for, like, if you take the word Zendocrine, it's got the word endocrine in it for your endocrine system. So it's helping support all of your hormonal balance. It's a detoxification blend with all the powerful oils like geranium and so forth in it, but it helps, and grapefruit and the citruses in it, for breaking down fat and the whole process of elimination. So it's a detoxifying blend, but it's so supportive in working with hormones as well, so both detoxifying and hormonal support. So I drink that a lot in my water, and as long as you're not drinking out of plastic, which we don't do anyway, so glass water, I'll have that. It comes in soft gels as well. The MetaPower essential oil blend is great for your metabolism. I notice the difference if I don't drink this, that I feel like eating more, like it helps with curbing appetite, it helps with blood sugar regulation. It's so powerful at increasing your metabolism. People have lost so much weight just from being on the MetaPower. It's incredible. So that's a really good thing to get your hands on, because it's just helping that whole elimination as well. On a hormonal level as well, not only the Zendocrine blend, but a roller blend called Clary Calm is great support for a woman of any age. So whether a teen starting out with her cycle, with PMS, PMT, just, you know, the body trying to find its own natural rhythm rather than going straight on the pill, you know, Clary Calm is such a beautiful blend of oils to help with just that vulnerability and the nurturing and that hormonal balance. So, and it smells beautiful. It's got geranium in it. So I always get comments when I wear that. So whether you've got a child that's starting out with her cycle, or your perimenopause or menopause, you can use it at any age. It's just so super supportive for the feminine and hormones, hormonal balance.
Wonderful. And just, we were talking about this yesterday about natural perfumes. I mean, you know, it's pretty well known now that your old perfumes are not good for you at all. They are highly toxic. And, you know, a lot of us are turning to essential oils for perfume. And, just sort of maybe touching on some of the beautiful feminine oils. I mean, for me, I absolutely love jasmine.
I wear a lot of jasmine, actually, when I think about it. Love my Lang Lang. You know, all those beautiful feminine oils that you can make up beautiful blends
yeah,
with.
Yeah, all those. Yeah, the florals are like ylang-ylang and geranium. They're so lovely. Mm. So, you know, those ones are in the Clary Calm. So, you know, it's already done for you if you don't want to make up a blend. But, of course, you can make up your own blend with jasmine or rose or, you know, a floral and then, you know, a grounding note like it might be myrrh or it might be even star anise is a beautiful oil to for soulful femininity. So I must start wearing some more of that because I've never or put it with something and diffuse it because I never tend to use star anise. I know that star anise has been super powerful with the old COVID thing with the spike protein, getting rid of that. But for an emotional supportive oil, yeah, a beautiful soulful feminine oil. Whisper is a blend of oils that you'll get a comment from anybody. So it's the oil of femininity and it's just so gentle and it just smells divine. So it works on your own pheromones, so it might smell slightly different on each person, but it's got things like rose, vanilla, jasmine, the vetiver, which is really grounding, ylang-ylang for your inner child and that playfulness, and floral tone, patchouli, bergamot, which is really great for, you know, your self, the solar plexus self-acceptance and that kind of thing. So it's such a beautiful, beautiful natural perfume. And of course, we don't want any of that synthetic stuff on us because, yeah, it does. They're just the neurotoxins, hormonal mimickers, and they just get recycled in the body round and round and cause a whole lot of grief, both in our mood and physically. But Clary Calm, which I spoke about earlier, I think that's a lovely feminine oil as well because it works on that feminine hormonal balance as well. So using it as a natural perfume, you've got the geranium in there, which is super powerful, but you know, when you first put it on, it smells quite rich, but it does settle down. And I always get comments with that. But if you want your single oils, like rose comes in a roller bottle that's pre-diluted. So, you know, that's the oil of divine love. You can't get better than it. It's the most high vibrational oil on the planet. You can't get any better than that. There is a blend, actually. You said, you know, beautiful. It's called Beautiful. And it comes... It's all about that self-confidence and because it's got bergamot in it. So it's all about that self-love, self-respect, the worthiness, the lovable side of you, the self-confident, self-respected side of you. So it is a very empowering essential oil blend. And I love that. And I get a lot of comments on that one. I mean, the adaptive blend, which is very calming, but it's got that confident appeal, like clear, calming, reassured self-acceptance again, like a real liberating feeling, upheld and safe and trusted, kind of blend of everything encapsulated. So it's got spearmint for your throat chakra, which helps with articulate speech and finding your voice, to all of the other oils in it, which are just super nurturing. And it's the most divine smelling blend of essential oil, so I use that as well as a natural perfume because it comes in a roller bottle.
Yeah, Adapt is wonderful, really is.
Yeah,
so great.
So that helps,
especially when you get someone coming
changes.
In.
Yeah,
yeah. Especially if you get someone coming in who's coming in for a session and they're so worked up because of. Might have been battling traffic or they've coming out of these stressful jobs. And yeah, I often use Adaptive to start things off, to just sort of get them out of their head and getting them dropping into their body.
Yeah, because I mean, it is the oil of, you know, adaptation, so change, dealing with change. So it just helps on every level of that, just getting back into that calm center. So yeah, it's gorgeous. Well, we're just running out of time now, but
are we?
So I thought I might.
That went quick.
Yeah. I thought maybe we could.
You wanted me to talk about some protection oils because of that.
Yes.
You know, how we're
exposed. Definitely protection. Yes.
So I'll just finish on that, shall I? Because, you know, protection in our, energetic environment is so important. We're, you know, we're surrounded by people and energetically affected by different ways of being in the world that mightn't align with ourselves. So I love using oils like tea tree, which is the oil of energetic boundaries. So that helps with safety, respectful connections, and it clears negative energetic baggage too. So I might blend it with something else like the On Guard blend, which is a protection blend. So you've got the clove in there for boundaries and a whole lot of other oils in there for protection. Not only does it work on that antimicrobial level of killing germs in the atmosphere, but it also energetically wise, it's just helping shield. So it's a shielding oil. Frankincense, again, you know, if you don't know what to go to, always go for frankincense. That's why it's called the king of oils. It's, you know, very shielding, and it just exudes light and love. Yarrow pom is a very powerful one that people forget about. So it's all about energetic safe. You know, you think of a knight with his shining armor and shield. That's yarrow pom for you, like that real energetic safety, being protected, strong boundaries, being clear and being safe. And another blended oil that people forget about, because it's the insect repellent blend called Terra Shield or Terra Armor. So it helps with energetic protection as well. It's got Arbor Vitae in there, along with a whole lot of other oils that are great for shielding, safety, strong boundaries. So they would be my top picks: tea tree, frankincense, yarrow pom, Terra Shield or Terra Armor, and the On Guard.
And I guess, what about your top cleansing oils? You know, when you've come home and you're just like, oh my goodness, you've been around all this energy and, you know, lots of low vibe stuff, and you just really need to, do some releasing basically. I mean, I'm pretty sure you said to me about Clarify. I use Clarify.
Clarify is amazing because it's got all those powerful oils in there, like frankincense. Lemongrass on its own is amazing. Tea tree oil, you know, combine those two and some Clarify. Well, they're in that anyway, but Clary Sage is another one. It's really good. I mean, I've made up a spritzer, as you know, in my clinic room for, you know, clearing energetically when people come in and when they go. And then I've got another one for light and love. But I'm just looking at it actually, what I put in it. The clearing one, I've got lemongrass, clary sage, spikenard, Siberian fir or Douglas fir, arbor vitae, petergrain, frankincense and eucalyptus. So of those oils are super good at clearing energy.
Wonderful. Awesome.
But lemongrass on its own, if you want to go to, that's really cheap. You know, it's only, you know, it's under $20 kind of thing. Like, lemongrass is the oil of clearing, cleansing.
Wonderful. Yeah, I just think it's so important. The protection and cleansing, you know, if we can teach our clients just two things, you know, protect your energy, cleanse it, you know, basically.
Yeah, and then lifting your vibration with the spiritual oils.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm, totally.
Getting into that state that state of love and light.
Yeah, totally. And that's where we all want to be, you know, just holding that beautiful vibration. And it certainly helps, the oils help support that when, you know, you may be struggling sometimes.
as we know, it's it can be pretty tough out there having to watch the 3D bullshit play out pretty much. The oils certainly do a lot to support us, that's for sure.
They absolutely
well,
do.
I guess we have pretty much run out of time now. And Michelle, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your incredible knowledge of essential oils. And even I'm sitting there going, gosh, I've got so much more to learn. And I'll be talking to you about the next lot I need to order for my clinic.
Beautiful. No, thank you so much for having me on your show, and I'm really honoured, and so much gratitude for you and all your listeners. So thank you.
Wonderful. Well,
hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.